What if you had like intense seasonal allergies, but only in your third eye? Oh, my third eye is watering so bad right now.
I don't know if y'all heard that or not, but it is currently thunderstorming very badly here. So just, sit back, relax, and enjoy a spooky story with some nice rain and thunder and lightning sounds as well.
It was a dark and stormy night.
It was indeed. I was like, can we get the voice actor in on here on this, please?
Yay.
And yes, Mackenzie is here for those who are
I'm
listening.
here.
Yes. And Maddie and myself, but obviously that's to be expected. And the spooky story, I thought it was kind of, I just thought it was funny. It's just kind of like a weird thing that happened. So the other day, morning, I guess night, whatever. It was a dark and stormy night, actually. I had a dream where I like performed an exorcism, and it was really intense. Like in the dream, I was super sweaty, and then I woke up and I was super sweaty, and I was just like, interesting. I'm sure it was just because that room is often rather warm at night, but whatever. But then I sat up because I had to go to work. And so I was like, okay, sit up, go to work. And out of nowhere, I just got an absolute gusher of a nosebleed, which I am not
Ooh.
technically supposed to be able to like get anymore, I don't think, or at least not to that extent, because spoiler, not spoiler warning, trigger warning.
Spoiler.
Spoiler alert. They cauterized the veins in my nose when I was in high school. So like they basically tried to make it so that I wouldn't have to deal with nosebleeds anymore. But anyway, so that took a long time to subside, and I did like flat out almost blackout at one point where I was like, I need to lay down because I am losing a lot of blood.
Goodness gracious.
It was very not pleasant, but I was like, oh, okay, well, that just happens or whatever. And so I get to work, and because my sister and I, we work for the same law firm, and I had to sit at my sister's desk for a little bit while she went and did some, like, I don't know, rearranging of the file room because she's like, it's not good. I need to fix it. So I was sitting at her desk, and the doorbell that we have kept going off. Like the door kept, I don't know, it was like malfunctioning or something. And our office manager and our IT guy like came up to talk about something else or whatever, and the IT guy's like, "Huh, that doorbell only goes off when you're sitting up here," because apparently it's done it before and I didn't realize it. I don't know. And
Oh no.
he's like, "Are you haunted?" And I was like, and I just kind of like chuckled. I was like, "Ah, ha, ha, well, I did have a dream about performing an exorcism, and then I woke up with a raging nosebleed. So who knows?" And then our office manager just like deadpan was like, "You didn't tell me that part," because I had messaged her earlier in the day and been like, "Hey, I'm gonna be late to work because I've got a horrible nosebleed, can't get it to stop, you know, just giving them a heads up." And she's like, "You didn't tell me that part." And I was like, "I didn't think it was relevant until right now." Which I'm sure it's just like air pressure making the door open ever so slightly and it's just setting off the bell or whatever, but it was still kind of funny. So we now have named the office ghost Stefan, and he just really likes to go in and out of that door for some reason. I don't know what that's about.
Gosh, he had the consumption and he was like, here's a meat suit. I'm gonna hang out on your shoulders here.
I'll just be here. What's that? You nosebleed.
Jeez, who was that? Jules.
The
Oh,
book.
we'll
mute
apologize.
her. So this exorcism in your dream, was it on a stranger? What was going on?
So, okay, I don't actually know if it's considered an exorcism. It was like a, I but I guess it was, I don't know. I was like trying to get this ghost or demon or thing. I'm not even sure what exactly it was. I was trying to get it to leave the new house that we were living in. And it was like in it was in Brittany's room. It's and again, it's not physically this house that we're in the dream. It was like some weird, it was basically like a castle. It was actually a pretty cool house, if I do say so myself. But we were trying to like, she was like, it won't leave me alone, make it go away. And I was like, I got this. And so I was literally just like yelling at this howling thing that I couldn't see, but I knew it was on the ceiling for some reason. And so I was literally just yelling at it in the corner of the room, like, you get out of here. You don't belong here. This is not your place. You go back to where you came from. You're not allowed to be here. I banish you, that kind of thing. just like over and over again. And Brittany was like getting scared. At one point, she like was starting to be like pulled up the wall, and I was like, "No, that's my sister. You can't have her. Get back and go back to hell." And like just.
Oh my gosh. So funny.
I don't know if I performed it successfully or what, but all, you know, because in dreams you can just magically teleport places. I was suddenly in our kitchen and I was just, and we both were, and she was like, "Wow, you sure are sweaty." And I'm like, "Yeah, that was a lot of work."
That's hilarious.
You're and like, then I woke up.
I'm like, damn veteran.
Only yeah. Talking about you, the sweaty exorcist.
Yeah.
The sweaty exorcist.
The swexorcist, yeah. If you will.
Yes. Hey. And I'm like, I swear, if I don't stop having these like weird woo-woo kind of experiences and then having weird physical symptoms afterward, I am going to be very unhappy about it. That is 100% for sure.
Yeah. You do no joke.
Medium-y, woo-woo-y stuff going on.
Yeah, I have no idea what any of that's about. Which, you know, just to segue into another story, because I think we have time for it. Basically, so we had Kayla on, Kayla Phoenix, for to do the reading our zodiac thing. And they just kind of like, as like a throwaway line, were like, "Oh, yep, no, I'm super old. I've been around a lot and people keep finding me," or whatever. And I was like, huh, you know, just chuckled at it. But that line got stuck in my head like a week later or something after we filmed it. And I was like, it just popped into my head out of nowhere. It's like, people keep finding me. And I'm like, ooh. Okay, cool. That's real neat.
Yeah.
Why am I remembering that while I'm cleaning the stairs and Eurasia is on?
Right.
Which, for those of you who didn't hear that episode, they meant like past life people keep finding them. And
yeah. Right. Like, they believe in like past lives and stuff.
Mm. Yeah. Kayla breaks down like astrology and zodiac stuff and all of that. I love Kayla. Kayla's great. Kayla's great.
But I was just like, okay, well, that's neat. Cool. Whatever. And then I like told Maddie about it like that evening. I literally just like sent them a polo and was like, "Hey, like Marco Polo, by the way, we talk about polos all the time. I'd never explained it. Marco Polo is just a video messaging app, and it's neat." Mm-hmm. And so I sent Maddie a polo later, and I was like, "Yeah, this, I don't know. I just thought, because I was talking about some other stuff, and I was like, oh, and by the way, this, you know, this happened or whatever. It just keeps popping into my head, and I don't know what that's about, but oh, how funny, whatever." And then I had this strange pulling sensation in my forehead. It was like I got goosebumps on my forehead, basically, is the best way I can describe it. I literally had goosebumps starting at my temples and moving toward the center of my forehead. And I was like, that's weird. I got like, and I think I said it on the video, on the polo. I was like, that's weird. I got some strange like forehead goosebumps happening. That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
And it just kept happening while I was talking. And I'm just like, that's weird. I don't understand that. Oh, well, ain't no thing or whatever. I just kind of like brushed it off. And then I went, because I was recording that in our closet. And then I like went into mine and Ryan's room. And I walk in and there's this weird fog, mist, thing, something just hanging out in the room. Like, I'm pretty sure it was just like a visual something, like visual snow, but just different. I don't know. I like logic. I like explaining things logically.
Right.
So if I don't understand it, I immediately am like, what is the logical explanation here?
Right.
My question is, though, is it not more logical with compounded evidence to believe in the other thing, you know?
Stephen Hawking defines genius as radical humility. Meaning that if you can humble yourself to such an extent that you can look at something with absolutely no ego or predetermination, you can probably actually find the answer. So that's all you're doing. Yeah. You're recognizing that logic exists, but looking forward to something, like trying to explain something that you can't explain.
Yeah, exactly.
What if you had like intense seasonal allergies, but only in your third eye? My third eye is watering so bad right now.
I hate it when that happens. Because, you
know, that explains the fog.
Yeah. The only thing that I can't explain about the like forehead goosebumps thing is that apparently you can't get goosebumps on your forehead.
No.
Apparently you physically don't have the ability to get goosebumps on your forehead. And so I was
bizarre.
I was like, well, that's weird.
Okay. So here's my hypothesis, because I think it'd be hilarious. Mm-hmm. What if these are things that our eyes can't distinguish because of the way that they reflect or refract light. And they... Light doesn't hit our eyes in such a way where we can see them. They have almost no mass. And then on the off chance that they hit light in the way that we can see them, we either scream at them or go, "Be gone!" every time. And so they're just like, "Oh my God!
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be
but
here!"
But there's more to this, too. There's like more clearly... to Breeze. Yes. A weirdness saga.
Yeah. So, literally, like, the next day... I noticed that I was developing this strange rash on my torso, and at first I thought it was bed bugs. Like, I was like, "Oh my God, how did we get bed bugs?" Because it's like little dots like all over, and I was like, "Oh no, how could we have possibly?" And like, I was going into like, you know, I was like deep cleaning everything. I was like going wild trying to see if there was like any sign of bed bugs. Like, it took like, I spent like 4 hours like that evening just like tearing things apart looking for it. And then like I think like a couple days later or whatever, because I was like, okay, well, we'll lay down some like, you know, some like bed bug killer, and we'll just like see what happens, like, you know, and things and stuff. But the thing was, it was like I had so many of the little spots on me and Ryan had none. And I was like, interesting. Okay, right. So either I'm just particularly delicious, or it's something else. I don't know.
Like, yeah. Get you a shirt that says, "I'm just particularly delicious."
Yeah. My blood
like
is like
a sexy bed bug on it.
A fine wine sort of thing to bed bugs is all. And so I was like, oh, okay, well, that's weird. And so, like, you know, over the course of, like, a couple of days or whatever, like, I was just constantly, like, inspecting, like, this rash and whatnot. And then I happened to, like, look on my back. Or, well, no, I had noticed it before, but it didn't click that maybe that was, like, part of the rash. And
associated.
I saw this, like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, like, associated, exactly. And it looked like, because it looked like ringworm, like a little, like, raised, like, oval shape. Rash spot. And so I was like, oh, there's no way I've also got ringworm. What the heck is going on? Like, you know, it can't be bed bugs and ringworm at the same time, also on my back. What the heck? So I looked it up, and I did a lot of research and whatnot, and I actually, like, you know, conferred with my doctor after I did all this, so that, like, I know exactly what it is now. And it's a type of, can I say it correctly, I think it's pityriasis rosacea or something, basically. And this is what is interesting to me. It is a rash that some people get sometime in their life, usually only once, and they do not know what causes it.
Mm-hmm. Are you and telling it takes... me you got a ghost hickey?
I might have a ghost
like
hickey.
A lot of them.
Like a lot of little ghost hickeys all over the place and in really strange places. And I'm just like... Mm-hmm. Ghosts are weird.
Here's what's like super interesting to me about this, though. So what the thing that like, kept running through your head was Kayla talking about past lives, right? And then that's what kicked off all of this stuff. That same week, like the day before you messaged me about your bug stuff, you told me the thing like, oh, Kayla's, you know, this one thing that they said is just running through my head. So I messaged Kayla and I was like, I think that's really interesting. And they were just going back and forth with me talking about a little bit more. You know, we didn't really get to this stuff, but I thought it was really interesting, like from their side about the Zodiac results. And I said, I thought it was cool because when you were talking about past life stuff and all that, you referred to Bree having like a ton of mother energy in her chart.
I'm everyone's
like,
mom.
I'm everyone's mother.
Yes. I'm your mom. I'm their mom. I'm everyone's mom.
The mom of 49 dolls. I'm everyone's mom. Oh, no, that's not how it happened. I was like, oh, yeah, fun fact. Like, me and Bree did this past life session at one point, and, like, we figured out Bree is probably my mom in a past life. Whatever, you know. I'm very into this stuff. Bree's like, I don't know. But it was a very interesting session with, like, a lot of things that it was weird to me that she was able to describe that were like verifiable, I guess. And Kayla was like, well, that's wild because Brie had a ton of like mothering energy in her chart. And then, like, the next day is when you had all your bed bug stuff. And when I figured out my past life, it was, like, the final vision that I got was of my mother basically having bugs over a dead body.
Oh.
So I think that's wild. Sorry. Ew, but I think that's wild. But
interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
See, I just to clarify in case anyone is curious, past lives do not, they don't line up with like my current view of like, I don't know, like spirituality in general. But I do mm-hmm. find these things interesting, and I would be curious. Like, I don't know. I like to know stuff, you know? I just to hear about things. I like to learn about things, even if it's like, okay, well, that's not, you know, that's not for me, or like, that's not something that really lines up with my current view of things or whatever. Like, I still like to know about stuff because I find it very interesting.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm skeptic because that's my position on things. Right. I have to be hard hitting.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like measurable fact. I like to be able to replicate it either in a lab or in experience, repeatedly documented. I need it in a folder on my desk by 5 p.m.
Yeah.
I don't like having ambiguous experiences with no basis in what we consider reality.
Mm.
But I have, and that's annoying.
I know, same. Yeah. That's my issue. That's what I keep like going back to as far as the whole weird physical things, which it is entirely possible that me dreaming about an exorcism and then waking up and having a nosebleed could be a total coincidence, even though I don't super believe in coincidence either. But like, you know, it could just be one of those things because, my allergies have been acting up. However, it's the other thing. It's the weird forehead goosebumps that I shouldn't be able to
have.
That's
a weird thing. See, that's because they have almost no matter, and they were sitting there going, no, I'm just kidding.
Just gonna tickle your forehead.
They were doing this. It was just fingers. They're actually like sitting on top of your head.
Just like
fingers on your forehead.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Over any of this, like talking about it or when it was happening or anything, did your eyes water?
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh, I don't know. I have extremely dry eyes, so they don't normally water. it's like normally I just kind of, I don't know. I have tinnitus, so like that's the only weird thing I get. It's kind of like transient tinnitus. It doesn't seem to be around all the time, which is really nice because it is annoying sometimes when it is there. Although I do have times where it like, and I don't know if this is the tinnitus or I don't know what's going on. Maybe I need to go to a doctor about it. I don't know. where like my hearing will just short out in one ear or the other. It'll just short out and there'll be a ringing instead. And I'm just like,
I have that happen too. I don't know what that. Maybe we're both like low on iron or need to drink more water.
It could be.
I think Supernatural used to call that angel radio. So I used to be like, oh, I'm getting angel radio again.
Or it's just like a little ghosty man putting his finger in her ear, like, oh, you can't hear anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I feel like if it's compiled with other things, like other spiritual things, then people do say it can be you are a medium and you are receiving messages that you're not recognizing because you're not open up to that.
Yeah.
I would rather be a large.
And in charge, if you will.
Yes, indeed, please. Thank you.
Supersize
or
me, please.
That it's your past life memory happening and you're, again, not like listening to it. So it's almost like a garbled phone thing where if you kind of were more in touch with it and let it flow through you, it would be a little bit more palatable.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Interesting.
But they
past
say
lives are weird. I don't know if you've done a past life episode or anything, but I don't know. I don't
but
know how I
will.
Feel about them. Yeah, but interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
Even though I need facts on my desk by 5 p.m., I also don't judge people if they experience things I don't.
Oh, yeah.
Because
for
I feel
sure.
like there are a lot of things out there that get relegated to, you know, a mental health crisis or whatever else. It's like, well, you know, or that person's just a little bit odd. And it's like, well, we just don't. I mean, we have everybody has their own flavor is how I view it, you know. So, like, if my flavor is chocolate and yours isn't, like, all right. You know what I mean? It's fine.
Yeah.
You like sherbet. It's whatever.
That's real neat on the sherbet side of things. Okay. Yeah, no, I fully agree with that. Like, it's just, you know, again, I'm not going to question other people's experiences and be like, nope, you didn't experience that, especially when I've had my own weird woo-woo experiences.
That's what men do.
Yeah. Leave that to the men.
Specifically the boom mermen, but we're, that's a different story altogether.
Shots fired. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. What was that? No, nothing. Okay, that's good. Right?
Oh, man.
What a
oh,
shady
man.
In here.
Well, yeah. Thank you for this discussion. It's a delightful discussion of the woo-woos.
Yeah, I think we'll definitely have to come back and have some more woo-woo discussions. Because, again, like I said, even though it may not line up with my view of things, I don't care. I like to learn about stuff. Yeah. I like to know things. I'm like, tell me the info.
Maybe we'll do an episode of, maybe I can do like a tarot reading about that whole string of events.
Sure, fancy. Why not? Again, I think like a lot of things can be, you know, there's a lot of things that can be mostly harmless. There are some things that can be harmful. It's really just the way that people use them. Because like I had to go off on a tiny little tangent before we end this, I had a weird experience when I was in a, not, like, I was definitely around people that I shouldn't have been around. It was in the dark times that I don't speak about. But they, like, paid for me to have, like, a tarot reading done. And, like, I was, like, because we were at a haunted house. And I was, like, I was just kind of, like, whatever. And then they just kind of, like, no, you have to. Like, and I was, like, well, I feel obligated now that you paid for it. Like, sure, whatever.
Right.
And I, like, went in and, like, something was off. Something was very off about that entirely. Like, something in my body was, like, leave. This is not good to be here. Which I've had that experience a few times in my life. And I'm, like, I don't know. I definitely think that in itself is proof that even if there's nothing, there's definitely things that, I don't know if it was just like my body picking up on signals that I wasn't like conscious of, or if it was like actually like my physical spirit, my actual spirit being like, hey, this ain't good. Like get the heck out or whatever. But that person, it was a bad experience for a lot of reasons, but it's like, she also kind of told me some stuff that I'm like, yeah, but, like, how did you, I don't know about that. Like, that's, like, she basically was like, your life is bad and it's about to get worse. You've been through some terrible things and it's going to get even more dark. And I'm like, okay, cool.
I mean, a palm reader told me that.
Your first red flag is that she was at a haunted house.
Yeah. She's going to make it a dark
I mean, she wanted you
no
to be
what.
Afraid. It was probably more of a fake, you know, trying to get the scary vibe going, which is ridiculous. They should not be doing that.
Yeah. Quite possibly. I mean, she unfortunately was correct on that, but
but you know,
I don't think that necessarily means
that's
anything.
What frustrates me is like, even because sometimes you do readings that are like that, but I will always try to do like a final clarification because I don't believe those things happen for no reason. Like, it's going to get really dark. Anyway,
like
that'll
finality.
Be this much money. Goodbye. Have a good one. Like, I always, when it's like kind of feels heavy, we'll do a reading of like, okay, but where is this headed and why is this happening? And like, what's going to be learned from this kind of a thing? Mm-hmm. Or even like, let's do a reading on if there's something that I can do as a person to avoid that energy even like happening. Cause sometimes it's just like, if you keep interacting with that person, this is going to go south. All you have to do is like move on from that person, like that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So it's so annoying to me when people are like, looks dark. Doses. I don't feel like that's what this is for. I feel like it's a healing tool, not like a fun little parlor trick to scare people with. But anyway.
She did at the end say, but things will be fine eventually. And I was like, thanks
for the ambiguity.
You spent a long time telling me that my life's about to go to hell, but thanks for telling me that it'll be okay eventually.
God,
appreciate that.
Life is transient and malleable. Like, of course it will get better because that's how it happens. Or you'll just die and you won't know. And that's how life works.
In a way, that's still it getting better.
That's
true, It's just like, neat. Which I also, just to clarify, like, saying something as vague as your life has been bad and things are about to get worse, but it will eventually be okay, makes me go... Cool.
Thanks, bro.
That's like saying tomorrow or a day in the future, it will rain. And then on a different day, the sun will come out.
Exactly.
Oh my God. You've given me such knowledge.
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
I remember a palm reader telling me at one point, your love line is non-existent. You will never fall in love or have a great love in your life. And that the that I had nothing but darkness in my future, but that I just needed to continue to look for the light. Literally to the point where he went, ooh.
Like, Let's clarify. This was not a poem reader. This was a boy I went to college with.
Yes.
Whose grandma was a poem reader, and he, like, kind of picked up a thing or two.
This was not a poem reading.
He was hilarious and funny, but he also was hammered when he read our poem.
Oh, and it was very entertaining. I knew none of this at the time. I was just like, this dude is telling me that my life sucks, and I was already wildly depressed. And I was like, great. I am on a 3-story building.
He shouldn't have done that so drunk either. Especially because, like, there are things he got creepily correct. Like, this exact thing happened to you at this exact age. And so then you throw that other shit in there and it's
I was like, man. And it stuck with me. I was like, I'm unlovable. But that was just subconscious. Yeah. Once you get
counseling. Backed away from me, it was like, you're powerful. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm in acting school. Like, he was just nuts. He was silly. I loved him.
Those things stick with you sometimes. And it stuck with me. It drove me crazy for years. And then I was like, you know.
Ultimately, who cares? Life is good. Life is bad. Life is somewhere in the middle. It's called life.
Yes.
Yep. And sometimes if you play the game of life, you will unfortunately wind up with like 10 children stacked on top of each other in your little plastic car because there's only like slots for 6 people. So why does it give you the option to have more kids than that? I don't know.
It drives me crazy.
I don't know. I used to say they were all cats and dogs.
Oh, that's an idea.
I don't have kids. These are cats and dogs.
That makes sense to you. Anyway, thank you all so very much for listening/watching/consuming this media with us here today. And thanks to Mackenzie and Maddie for being here. I don't know why. I feel the need to thank both of you. Thank me, too. Cool. I'll do that 2 episodes in a row. But if you liked this episode, please do give us a rating that you think is fair. And if you want to see more of this, whatever we want it to be sure and give us a follow or subscribe. And hopefully we will see you tomorrow because we will be here and we hope you are as well. Bye.
I'm sensing a 5-star rating.
Oh.
Okay, goodbye.